going to shift gears a little bit as we wrap up this year and look forward to next year. When you become a Christian, which you do by surrendering your life to Christ and accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, which you do through faith by believing the gospel account of His life, burial, resurrection, and promised coming again that we've been singing about this morning, and by repenting of your sins, doing an about face, turning away from sin and walking in the opposite direction toward God, and then being baptized the Bible way by immersion for the forgiveness of sin, and receiving that gift from God of the indwelling presence of His Holy Spirit to guide you on your new journey as a Christian. When you do that, He adds you to His church, to His body, the church worldwide, believers in Christ all around the world. And God has given us many things to help us grow as Christians once we accept Him. He's given us His Holy Spirit to guide us, prayer to connect us. Prayer, by the way, is the original wireless communication. He has given us His Word, the Bible, and He has given us His church, your brothers and sisters in Christ. As we said, when you become a Christian, the Lord adds you to His worldwide family. But He has also given us the local church, a place to be near other Christians, those whom Peter calls those of like precious faith. We are there in the local church to unite in support and encouragement and help and understanding, to help protect one another and keep us firmly planted in His Word and in His way, to teach and to help us as we grow in our faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ, to worship with us, to praise God with us, to pray with us, and to serve with us. This morning, I want to briefly explore the question, why do you need a church family? What are the benefits of joining? Or I would like to say a much better way to say it, what are the benefits of belonging to a local church family? And then, why should you consider making Muhammad Christian Church your church home, your church family? While there are many benefits to having a local church home, here are a few. The first benefit of having a local church home is pastoral oversight. Pastoral oversight includes the care for your life and for your soul by elders who are called to be shepherds of God's flock. Now that's a two-way street. Peter summarizes the elders' responsibility to us in the local church with these words. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them. Not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing this honest gain, but eager to serve. And not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. These men of God will teach and guide you in the Word of God. And as they do, they will be used by God to lead you into Christian maturity and preserve you from false teachings and Satan's schemes. The church and its God-ordained leaders serve as a defense to guard you from apostasy and from going astray. Godly elders will assist you in growing in the knowledge and grace of Christ, and they will be there as counselors and friends through the hard times and the difficult times. And then Paul summarizes the other side of that coin with these words, our responsibility then to the elders. He says in Ephesians 4, so Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity in the knowledge and faith of the Son of God. Let me back up. That's Paul's way of saying what the elders are supposed to do for us. The local church is like a school. It's a place where we're taught and equipped to serve God in the world. When you go to high school and you finally graduate, get that diploma, go to college, graduate, get that degree, it doesn't mean, okay, I'm done. I go home now and sit and watch TV. All of that is supposed to be preparation, getting you ready to get into the world, get a job, and take care of your parents in their old age. Especially. Okay? And the church is like that. You don't come to church, worship and praise and pray and give and go to class or whatever, and then you're done. Check that off your list and now go to the world tomorrow and do whatever you want. It's a school to learn, to teach, to grow, so that then we can leave here and go into the world for real service. Many opportunities to serve are in the local church, and many opportunities to serve are in our community, and a few are around the world. Each of us have multiple opportunities every day where we work, where we shop, where we play, to serve others and each other in the name and the cause of Christ. Being active in a local church helps prepare us to seize those opportunities as they come. Opportunities for greater service don't come. You know what? I skipped a whole page there, didn't I, B? Somebody's been messing with my notes. Okay. All right. When that happened, I knew I shouldn't have left those notes laying around. That happens. It always reminds me of the preacher that's preaching away, and he got to the point in service where he just lost track. He couldn't find the notes that go on, and all of his notes were in a loose leaf notebook, and he was trying to thumb through there and find that next one, and next thing you know, he just kind of disappears behind the pulpit. He was preaching about Adam and Eve, and he said, Adam said to Eve, and he goes, oh my, I seem to have lost a leaf. I seem to have lost a leaf this morning. Do you have that page? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I have it. When I said Paul summarizes our responsibility to the elders here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who work so hard for you, who have been given the responsibility of urging and guiding you along in your obedience. Overwhelm them with appreciation and love. You got that two-way street there of how the elders are supposed to help guard and protect and lead and teach and preserve us. And we are to love them and appreciate them and honor them. A second benefit of having a local church home is fellowship. When you become a church member, you not only commit yourself to the church, but the church commits itself to you. When you join a church, you're able to enjoy and to share the love and service of brothers and sisters in Christ. They will be there through good times and bad times, and together you will walk side by side in the Christian life. Worship, classes, small groups, youth groups, many activities throughout the year offer nearly endless opportunities of fellowship for the whole church family. And that's done in an atmosphere of Christian values and influence. A third benefit of having a local church home is ministry. Church membership provides both the arena and the launching pad for you to exercise your spiritual gifts. The local church is the context that grooms you for service for Christ. This is where Paul said in Ephesians 4, Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. The local church is like that school, the place where we are taught and equipped to serve God in this world. Many opportunities to serve are in the local church. Many are in the community and some around the world. And we have multiple opportunities, as we said earlier when I lost my place, to serve each other and to serve others in the name of Christ. And being an active member in a local church will help prepare you to seize those opportunities as they come. Opportunities for greater service don't come to the idle, but to those who are faithfully serving their present opportunities. And those benefits cannot become a part of your Christian walk and spiritual growth if you're not connected to a local church. And for those reasons, and for many more, you should make it your highest priority to find a biblical church to call home for you and your family, and to become an active, involved member of that church. Every aspect of your Christian growth is vitally attached to church membership. Now, having said that, why should you consider making Muhammad Christian Church your church home? After all, there are 14 churches in Muhammad. And there are 276 churches in Champaign County. Very few of you don't pass another church to come here to worship and fellowship. And by the same token, many of our closest neighbors pass MCC every week to go to their church home. So why should you bring your family? Why should you invite your friends and neighbors and co-workers or classmates to Muhammad Christian Church? Why should you make MCC your church home? Well, let me just say this morning, because I believe with all my heart that MCC offers you all of those benefits we just spoke about and more. We are an elder-led congregation, and we have great pastoral care from our elders. We have biblically sound elders who lead and oversee all of our ministries, including keeping your pastor straight. After church, they mentioned to you they will take your prayer requests and they will pray about those. And I'm sure at the top of those lists is, Lord, help the what David and Jeff did today to not mess things up too badly. They use the Bible as our only rule of faith and practice. And we always have a plurality of elders. That means more than one elder, so that no one person, not even the preacher, rules the church. Following the biblical mandate of Acts chapter 6, the elders of MCC are chosen by the congregation from the congregation. And they must meet the biblical qualifications for an elder as laid out for us in the New Testament. They are affirmed by the congregation. We just did that last week. They are affirmed by the congregation to serve for 2 years and then may serve an additional 2 years if they have served faithfully and biblically and have the desire to continue. But after that second 2-year term, we urge them very seriously. We insist that they take a year off and then they can return to serve the congregation if the congregation approves them. And that rotation of eldership provides both rest for them and the opportunities for new men to rise to the calling of elder. After more than 40 years in ministry, I can attest that the eldership of Muhammad Christian Church is not one of, but is the finest eldership I have ever worked with. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, guys. Perfect? No, of course not. But collectively, they always keep Christ as the head of the church, His Word as the guide of the church, and His message central to all that we do as a church. The membership of MCC, those who have joined, are divided among the elders and are shepherded by them for pastoral care and guidance. And they lead us, not by lording it over us, but by example. Each elder is involved in the teaching ministries of this church, either through the Sunday school and ABF classes or small groups or both. They support this congregation with their time, their talents, their treasures, and their testimony, the same as they encourage others to do so. They call on the sick and shut-in at home and in the hospitals. They pray with you as well as for you. They bring communion as requested. They counsel you and they respect your confidences. They'll baptize you if you desire. They'll marry you if you desire, and so much more. Our eldership truly loves the Lord and His church, both worldwide and this local congregation. Our elders love you. The elders desire, in my opinion, they desire above every other desire to see us grow in the faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ and to see us serve Him in this community as well as in this church with every opportunity the Lord gives us. Secondly, we have the best Christian fellowship anywhere, bar none. This great fellowship around here. From potlucks to talent nights, from chili and pie contest to fish fries, from church picnics to Mountain Dew night, from dinners out to group date nights to theaters and museums, from hosting movie nights or serving lunches at Candlewood, to hosting a booth at the Sangamon River Music Festival. When you're with other Christian friends at MCC, we can have fun reading the phone book. We have the best Christian fellowship anywhere. And thirdly, we love to minister. We love to minister to this church, to our community, and around the world. And here's a big key. It doesn't have to benefit MCC. It just has to glorify God. You see, MCC is not a typical Sunday go-to-meeting church. We don't just hold church on Sundays. We don't just gather here for worship and then go home for the rest of the week. Now, to give you a better example, a better picture of what ministry at MCC looks like, I'm going to ask at this point if the elders would join me on the platform. And I'm going to run through just the highlights of the ministry of Muhammad Christian Church for 2015 or 1915. I don't know. I have really lost my place this morning, y'all. Now, seriously, this is just the highlights of the ministries of this church for 2015. If I can get somebody, huh?
Starting to think we need to do a hands-on prayer for
Please us, do, brother. Please do. Help me, Jesus. Will somebody grab our poster?
I'll get it.
Okay. All right. Now, if you'll follow the slides, y'all can have a seat there. We're going to get out of your way. We absolutely love to minister at this church and do so in so many ways, okay? Each of these elders, as we said, shepherd our flock. If you're a member here, you're on their list. If you're not, you're on mine. That's not a good list to be on. I'm just kidding. But along with that, the total ministry of this church falls under the oversight of our elders. And to get it all done, and you'll see what I mean by all, and keep in mind what we're about to do is just highlights. This is not everything. Those of you who are involved in some of these ministries can sit there and think of 10 other things that you could add to each one of these as we go along. But to carry out the total ministry of MCC, the elders have delegated our ministry to deacons who lead 12 ministry teams. And this year we appointed a special 40th anniversary team because this is our 40th anniversary. Here are some of the highlights, team by team, of what those teams accomplished just in 2015. The Bible Education Ministry team, of course, takes care of arranging classes and teachers and room assignments for youth and adult Sunday school. They maintain the church library. Some of you didn't even know we had one. It's one of the finest church libraries in the county. Thank you, Rita. They have launched the 30-week church-wide Believe series that our church is currently in and will pick back up in January. They host the PhD, which is preparing his disciples. It's an in-depth study weekend seminar. We have it every year as much as possible to bring in a professor from Lincoln Christian University to give us an in-depth teaching to help us grow even more. This year, Dr. Frank Dickin from Lincoln Christian University covered the book of Acts in an incredible way with the mission of God for the people of God. If you were at that, was that great or what? Fantastic. They hosted the movie night to kick off our Belief series with God's Not Dead, and they host our monthly VIP programs. Our care ministries are a part are part of our care ministries, our parish nurses who help in so many ways. They hosted the blood drive this year. They helped us serve as an emergency shelter for the Red Cross when the apartment fire crisis happened in our area. They maintain an inventory of medical supplies as needed to the for our members and our community, such as wheelchairs and walkers and canes and bathroom accessible accessory type things. This ministry team also hosts several funeral dinners and weddings, numerous benevolent needs in our church and community. They provide home communion through the elders and make many pastoral visits to the hospitals and funerals. Our facilities team constantly repairing something around here, especially the doors and plumbing and lights. They recently updated the security system, providing monitored buzz-in door access for our facilities with our preschool that's here every day and for our staff when they're here alone. They began updating and expanding the upstairs kitchen. More work to be done in the new year. They began updating and remodeling the foyer and other rooms around the church, which will continue in the new year. They're constantly caring and repairing for our baptistry. They completed the rock decor around the building, installed new sump pumps, which you'll never see, and hopefully working, you'll never hear about them. Isn't that a good thing? Additionally, our facilities are used throughout the year from everything from neighborhood subdivision meetings to reunions and birthday parties and baby showers and wedding showers. Even the Lego Robotics Club meets here. I'm going to get me some Legos. Our fellowship team, my goodness, that list would go on forever. They help host the annual golf scramble, the Living Flag reception, the annual picnic and car show. All throughout this year, helped with the 40th anniversary team in providing dinners and snacks throughout the year, the Thanksgiving luncheon, the Easter breakfast, the chili pie contest, talent night with the big and tall show hosts, and so much more. Our finance ministry team, they provide counting teams to account for our weekly offerings and special offerings. They report to the elders regarding the financial state of the church. This year they refinanced our mortgage to get us a lower rate so that more of what we pay goes to our mortgage itself. We're going to pause here for just a moment because if you remember last Sunday, we announced that the balance on our mortgage is under $60,000. All of this, yeah, isn't that great? All of this is what our mortgage was represented by. Each one of these puzzle pieces that once covered this entire picture was a little over 30,000. I believe it's closer to 33, isn't it? 33,000. As you can see, we're down to three. Well, as of today, we're going to take one more of those off. We're down to just two. Somebody want to help the honors of that? If you saw, now I'm going to let you have that because it's going to take you a while to do that. But our finance team keeps us on track with that. They've sponsored the program of Above and Beyond. That people, you keep giving to each week, and we're paying this baby down. We're down from $1.4 million to under $60,000. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine with that continued faithfulness as we move into 2016 and beyond what God can do with us in ministry in this community? It just kind of boggles the mind. Keep these future things in mind. It's what we want you to be a part of. They also review and obtain our insurance coverage for the church. They monitor the expenses of all our ministries. What a team. Then we have our groups with purpose. They've expanded the number of our small groups. And if you're not in a small group, you need to be. That's where we really connect and grow. We have a very active men's and women's and seniors ministry and a good outreach through all of them. Our golf outings, theaters, museums, dinners, date nights, cruises. Man, this group with purpose gets us together to enjoy being with one another and serving with one another all the time. Our hospitality and guest services, they're the ones that recruit and provide for us ushers and greeters for all of our Sunday services and special services. They man the welcome center each week, carry on a card ministry that you may not even know about unless you've been one who's received it because you've been sick or in the hospital or a new mother or had a funeral. They provided those new vests for greeters to be better visible to those who are visiting our services. The Life Challenges Ministries, one you don't hear a whole lot about because it covers all of our anonymous groups for men and women. But one of the newest ministries that falls under that now is our new prison ministry. We have a young man in our church. By the way, I'm going to tell you that, Danny. He's over that ministry. We have a young man in our church who absolutely felt the call of God to begin a prison ministry. We got connected with an active prison ministry, got tutored and mentored after they had did a finer background check than the FBI does, and has begun ministering in our prisons around several counties. And twice in the last month, I've had to call upon him to visit some folks in our prisons. And guys, it's just phenomenal. This ministry hosted our Safe Place, Safe Process workshop and seminar with Dr. James Reeves. And if you were at that, my goodness, what a life-changing paradigm that was. Music and worship. Whew! 5 praise teams lead us in worship throughout the month. 5 serving teams open this place up and prepare communion, fix coffee, pick up donuts. Yeah. Serve communion, collect the offerings, and then close everything up after we're done. They hosted our 11th annual Living Flag program, and what a success that is. Our Christmas Eve services. Speaking of that, our church choir. Our church choir has taken part in our worship services, and many of you may not know these other things they do. They take care of some of the Glenwood Assisted Living Chapel services. Now they've added the Bridlebrook Assisted Living Chapel services. They did our complete Christmas Eve service, and they were caroling downtown Mahomet this Christmas. The music and worship take care of our Good Friday services. We hosted the Madrigals for Christmas this year. They provide CDs of our weekly services and upload them to the website. They change the flowers in our sanctuary by seasons and occasions and for weddings and other special events. Outreach. Whew, I'm running out of breath here. Outreach is local, domestic, and foreign. They've hosted mission speakers throughout the year. Helping Hands is an ongoing ministry here, our mission here, but we also this year had a special coat collection and food collection for them. Provided backpacks filled with supplies for school students and the homeless. Candlewood outreach, much of these things done through our women's ministries. We're done with Monday dinners, movie night, summer lunch program, chili night. We also helped with It Takes a Village. We had a toy drive for them this year. We collected canned goods for the Little Galilee Christian Camp. You remember all those cans of corn out here in the foyer? They said that's a 3-year supply. We host high school baccalaureate services. Not many school systems in the state even offer baccalaureate anymore, but this one does, and we host it every year. And though we were unsuccessful, this church took a stand against allowing gaming in the village of Mahomet with petitions and letters to the editor, attended the meetings, we emailed the trustees and more. We hosted the Operation Christmas Child, the Shoebox Ministry. We had the baby bottle drive for the Crisis Pregnancy Center, which this year raised over $900. We take part in the community Thanksgiving service. We have a booth at the Sangamon River Music Festival, which sponsors Christian music coming to that festival this year, allowing us to have the return of the Sidewalk Prophets. They've helped build wheelchair accessible ramps and other home repairs for church members and those in the community. We have the College and Military Care Package Ministry. And then the long one. Student ministries, weekly youth groups and Bible studies, vacation Bible school, Mountain Dew night, Bible Bowl. They prepared lunch for the annual golf scramble as the only fundraiser, or one of the few fundraisers, so the kids can do their mission trips. This year, they went to Move and they went on to Believe for the junior high and high school mission trips. They revamped the junior church program and facilities. They had the Youth Christmas Musical. That was last week, wasn't it? We had the Madrigals the week before that. Or no, anyway. The kids did the Christmas worship service. They lead 5th Sunday worship services throughout the year. They did the Christmas shopping this year. And we run a preschool during the school year here. That preschool participates in our Living Flag and our senior adult programs and then in the Small Wonders graduation. Our technologies ministry this year updated our website, provided an inventory of our church's technology equipment, all the computers and software, all of the audio video equipment, and all the internet services that we use daily and constantly around here. And our special 40th anniversary team. They provided us, got us together for our pictorial directory. And the proof for that was just corrected and sent back a couple of weeks ago. So hang on, those directories are coming. They provided us weekly photos and memories of the last 40 years. Do you see one today with this building going up and stuff? Had special services and dinner, hosted the Christian concert with Calling Glory, and that good old Kentucky Burgoo night. Woo! During that 40th anniversary celebration, they arranged for Chosen to have a presentation of Bind Us Together, and then created many special radio commercials. And if you heard any of those, you know how good those were. So good, in fact, and the response to them was so overwhelming, they will continue in 2016. Now, because of all of that and all of the people that are doing all that, that's why Pastor Jeff and I just work one day a week.
Amen.
How's that? All that to say, we love ministering in the local church and in our community and where we can around the world. A lot of what we just mentioned is what is on the back of your Connect cards each week. That's how you can say, hey, I'd like to help in some of that. This is not an idle church. We're not just open on Sundays, although we are open on Sundays. This is a church that loves to minister to each other, to our community, and around the world. Now, having said all that, real quickly, elders, would you like to add on to that or encourage and invite folks to jump in there and help us next year? Let me grab a mic here. I got a yellow one. Will that work?
Grab a mic. Which one of the four?
Let me grab a mic.
We can have our honorary mic.
There are a lot of things we can do as individual families, too. And
there we go.
Not only working with other families within the congregation. I like to encourage families to adopt a mission. Somebody who's in, doing work somewhere in the world, and to provide regular support. We do a lot of it as a congregation, but we can do the same thing as families too.
Yes.
And I believe it'll strengthen the family, and I guarantee you they'll appreciate the help. There's a lot of folks out there spreading the word that could use some financial help and prayer. So I'd like to encourage that.
I was looking at the back. Hello. I was looking at the back of the card that you get every week. There are so many opportunities to serve here. I think it's one of the reasons that David was almost exhausted as he went through the list of highlights of things that you all have done this year. And I don't know. Sometimes I tend to look at the church through the glass of education. And I really appreciated the emphasis that David put on the idea of growing and learning and maturing in Christ as we participate in this church. I think about, because I've been in education for almost 47 years, I'm trying to get it right, but anyway, one of the things that it seemed to me is that when you go to school, you go to class, right? So first period, you go to history, second period, you go to chemistry, third period, you go to PE, whatever it is. But I was thinking about that in comparison with the church, because a lot of you are missing out on first period. Now, I had students who did that, too. It required a pass to get back into school, but you don't require a pass. You just are missing out on an opportunity. So some of you ought to think about this year, 2016, New Year's resolution, all that stuff. You ought to think about coming to Sunday school, Adult Bible Fellowship, bringing children along because we have great classes for them. And we have wonderful opportunities to learn about Christ and to be like Christ when you participate in the education program. Period two would be coming to church. Period three, maybe going to small group. Period four, your schedule continues. And you don't even have to take an extra load. You know, that's only 12 hours if you use the college term. So really, honestly, you can be blessed here in so many ways by investing yourself and your time. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't sit here, brothers. I got happy feet. I got to stand up. So I guess in the coming year, it's humble to be in service to you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are filled with the Spirit to keep up to you? You think these five guys got in all that? Well, here, let me help you with that. No. As oversight, the deacons that we have over those teams, Lord have mercy, to keep up to them is amazing. They get their inputs from, help me if I don't say this right, David, all y'all, that's plural.
All y'all.
All y'all. But to get input from all y'all and to see the Spirit working in you in 2016 and what's coming, we'll have more opportunities as that chain goes away. More opportunities to reach out into the public and have them to know Christ. Of all the things in this world to bring you down, He picks you up.
Amen.
And that's what I hope we keep doing. Let the Spirit get in your bones and light the fire.
Amen.
All I got to say is I'm proud to be back on the eldership with these group of men. And one thing I am amazed about is most of the time we spend on prayer. We don't worry about the church business. We get on and take care of our care units. And I appreciate that because prayer is really a big thing here at MCC. So we hope you keep us in our prayers as we go on through 2016. Thank you.
I really can't add much to what all the mics have said here, but... I could try, but I'd just be repeating everything they've done. It's been great working with these guys, but like Mike said, there's only five of us with the church staff. We couldn't begin to do everything that's been listed up here. You might have seen maybe a fraction of the number of items up here. So it's not us doing the work. It's not even us identifying what needs to be done. It's the entire congregation that participates. We just need your continued support and show us if there's something we need to do, especially with the facility team. If something's broken, let one of the mics know. No.
Tell Mike.
That's my job, and Jim Sisko, just let one of us know. And if you see anything else that needs to be done or a program that needs to be added or something that can be done a little bit different, just let one of us know, and we'll be glad to talk about it, bring it up, and pray over it, and see if we really need to do that. Thanks.
Yeah, you guys are good. Thank you, Mike, and Frank. You guys can be seated if you'd like, or you stay seated. But the praise team's fixing to come up where you are. Listen, all of that is not to show off. Yeah, LZ is saying he's been in the hospital this year four times, and every time he's had not only the prayer support but the visitation and pastoral care from our elders. So we said all that just, we're not to be bragging, patting ourselves on the back, but to tell you, if you're looking for a church home where you can just come and hide, well, yeah, you can do that. You can come and worship with us on Sunday, and I hope every service will bless your heart, where I'm from, bless your little pea-picking heart. And you can find your pew, and that's okay. And sometimes that's what we need. But I hope you won't be able to sit there very long until what Mike was talking about. Your happy feet will get you to move in a little bit. And it's like, man, you know, this church can minister to so many, and yet they could do even more if I would help them. So this morning, I shared all that to say this. Number one, I want to make sure you are a Christian. Please do not enter 2016 and not be a Christian. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior and been baptized by immersion for the forgiveness of your sin, please don't leave here today without doing that. And if you are a Christian, thank you, because I look forward to that great reunion when the whole family, the body of Christ, gets together in heaven. And you know, I've looked and I can't find it. I don't think that's going to be just a Muhammad Christian Church reunion. Although, if you all would like to get together, we're going to be there quite a while. So let's plan for about the second millionth year in heaven. MCC, let's all just get together down by the Crystal Sea, and we'll have some Kentucky Burgoo again. We may even have a movie night. God's not dead. How's that? I saw something on Facebook this week that was just so wonderful. One fellow said to another, "Oh, so you don't believe God exists? That'd be a good icebreaker when you meet him." Think about that. We want you to be a Christian, and we want to do everything we can to lead you to Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then we want to welcome you into our local church home. How do you join MCC? Well, one of two ways. If you are a Christian, your membership's somewhere else, and you've moved to our area, or you're now worshiping with us and want to make this your home, you just transfer it by a simple statement of your faith, that you believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, your Lord and Savior, and while you're waiting for Him to come again, you want to serve Him here. We'll be more than glad to be your church home. If you have not been immersed into Christ, we'd ask you to do that, because that's the way the Bible teaches, and that's the way we believe. And if you've done that and you're baptized here, we assume you'd like this to be your church home. We'll add you to our church row. Do you have to be a member of MCC to go to heaven? No. No. But it's a good recommendation when you get there. Just kidding. Just kidding. I think about where we grew up in Lexington. Across the street from where Barbie lives is Cardinal Hill Hospital. A Cardinal Hill Hospital is a lot like the Shriners. They provide care free of charge for children and others who have tremendous difficulties. When I first started dating her back in the 1800s, that building, that hospital, was about the size of our old sanctuary. But over the last number of years, as their ministry grew and as more support came their way and as more doctors got involved and as more patients were treated and more needs became available, we have watched that hospital grow, and it's added on and added on, and it's provided more and more ministry and medicine opportunities to people who would never ever have it if those things had not been available through Cardinal Hill. And that wouldn't have been available without more and more people joining into that effort. And I think about the church here. We started in a home, in Tilford's home, went to a post office or something, and then we got a little building out here, and then added on to that, and then we've added on to this. We're about to pay this off. Lord only knows what the future holds as far as facilities are concerned. But each step of the way, we've added those who would support this ministry, who would get involved with this ministry, and all along the way, we've been able to reach and to minister to each other better, to more people better, and to reach out to this community and around the world for Jesus Christ. What we're asking for you to do is to join that effort. Make this your church home, not only where you can be blessed and where you can bless here, but where we will encourage and help you to serve the Lord wherever you go. We had a family not too long ago who had to leave our church because his job relocated him to another state. It wasn't too much before he left that he stopped and he said, "You know, I know I'll never find another Muhammad Christian church where we're going." I said, "That's okay. If you can't find one, you become one." And we believe, I believe, this church is that dynamic that we want everybody to be a part of it. And that's why we have our invitation. We'd like to invite you. First, if you haven't, to come to Christ. And if you have, come join the family. We've been expecting you. Father God, we thank you for your love and your grace. One of the things you told Peter before you left was upon this rock, that rock of his solid confession of who you are, that you could build a mighty church. A church that the gates of hell could not keep out. A church so great that when we're on the march, moving together, serving you with you as the head, there is absolutely nothing we cannot do in the name and for the cause of Christ. Father, that's the church we want to be. We could sit here today and continue on with the things we've done in 2015. But more than that, I want us to understand, Father, this is not what we have done. These are the ways that you have used us to minister in your name. And my prayer is as we go into 2016, we will do so with the same enthusiasm and the same load and the same burden, and that we will have many more join this effort so that we can do even more. More for you as we reach out to this community to make you known. Father, we have very few responsibilities as a church locally. We're here to save the lost. We're here to equip the saved. And we're here to be a conscience in this community. It needs to make a difference that we're here, or we shouldn't be here. So help us to help one another to make a difference in this community and in the lives of each one here. In Jesus' name, amen.